The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't no Republican, I only know one party, and it is freedom. I am a patriot, and I love my country.
Good afternoon, welcome to the second hour of the Henry Raines Show here on News Talk 820. WWBA. In the studio with me, Jim Delgado. And we can take calls at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Just to follow up on that anecdote about Keith Overman, MSNBC. Now, Keith Overman has said it was not his call to have Donnie Deutsch pulled, that it was people above him that decided to do that without any input from him. You can take him at his word on that. But I can tell you, you know, corporate-wise, it probably wasn't the smartest move for Donnie Deutsch to put that in there, but actually he was being fair and balanced to have an example from every cable news network on there.
Right.
But I can tell you, I probably wouldn't be here very long if I started bashing somebody else during the week here.
I mean, look, I like Donnie Deutsch, you know, but let's not forget that there was an internal memo circulated a few weeks before that that said, look, man, stay away from each other. Don't eat your own. I mean, it was a mandate that came from high up above. You know, it's funny, you know, because people like to criticize Keith Overman. Look, he could be a little dramatic at times. Yes. But he sticks to the facts. He shows the clips, uses their transcripts. What he doesn't do, and I wish he would do, is what Rachel does and what Ed Schultz does, is they have Republicans come on. I think that would be smarter. But, you know, he does use facts. I mean... look, let's take the death panels. When did Fox ever show facts about death panels?
Well, we can go into some of the things coming up on financial reform when we talk about that are being misrepresented. But we said we'd get to Charlie Crist. Let's get to Charlie Crist. He's had quite a week.
Yeah.
We've already mentioned the loyalty oath. We'll go into that more.
He had
Dick Cheney come out and publicly berate him about possibly going independent,
right?
And Dick Cheney endorsing Marco Rubio. I don't know if Dick Cheney's popularity, if you want to call it that, is really that much of a help for someone. Jeb Bush has been vocal in his criticism of Charlie Crist, although he has been working behind the scenes to help Marco Rubio too.
Right.
But let's hear Charlie Crist on what he might be doing this coming week by Friday on the Senate race.
Well, I think first and foremost, people need to be loyal to their own convictions and values. I think that's true of all of us. And, you know, parties are important, and you know, I have very much enjoyed being a member of the Republican
enjoyed
Party.
Enjoyed his past
and,
tense.
And I'm sure the Democrats enjoy being members of the Democratic
enjoy
Party.
Enjoy his present tense.
You know, I think you have to be true to yourself. And if you choose to join a party or an organization like Rotary, for example, that has a motto of service above self, you want to try to maintain that.
An ethics question along those lines. If an early donor gave to your campaign envisioning you'd run as a Republican, mm-hmm. granted you're still thinking, but if you switch and that person asks for their money back, says, this isn't what I wanted, mm-hmm. do you think they're on solid ground to ask for their money back?
Oh, anybody has the right and the opportunity to ask. I think we spent it, though.
You could ask.
You could ask, but I haven't got it anymore.
Jim, can I have $10,000?
Sure.
Is it my right to ask?
Yeah, you could ask me. I'm not giving it to you, but you can ask me.
All right, I think with our next clip, we're going to be hearing first the voice of State Senator Thrasher, who is the new head of the Republican Party in Florida. He's going to mention about those loyalty oaths, and then also I think it's followed by Mike Fasano, who is a Republican that is a big supporter of Charlie Crist, and who would actually, if he maintains his support, be a target of retribution over the loyalty oath. Let's hear Senator Thrasher.
I asked him to take a look at it, and because I don't know what's going to happen, but I think people need to get prepared. So it's just it's part of due diligence. So I just want everybody to understand what the consequences are.
Talking about
well, it can be removal ultimately. I think that's the
from
ultimate
the,
consequence.
From the party.
Yeah.
It's a silly threat. It's my opinion that they should not be telling anyone. They should not be telling anyone who they can and cannot vote for.
That would be Pisano.
These type of bullying and scare tactics is what's causing a lot of people and throughout our nation to not run away, but to move away from the two parties.
So if he chose to depart...
All right, and that is another Republican that follows that. Latest polling, if Charlie Crist was to run as an independent, it's moved a little bit. I saw on the Talking Heads show this morning, they're slightly outdated. This is a Rasmussen poll that currently on their website. Florida Senate, Rubio 37, Crist 30, Meek 22. The poll that was being used on, and I believe it was from a different polling outfit, on the morning news shows, actually had Charlie Crist at 32, Rubio at 30, and Meek at 22. Either way, lots of undecided there. Interesting trending on Charlie Crist, though, in regards to the governor's race, or not the governor's race, his performance as a governor. He has had an 11-point gain in his approval rating by the people of the state of Florida since his veto of SB 6.
Teacher union.
He also vetoed the leadership funds, a.k.a. political slush funds, that the legislature passed. He threatened a veto of the property insurance bill that would allow property insurers to raise your rates 20% without having to go through the insurance commission process. And then also there is a Medicaid overhaul that is working its way through the legislature. It's pretty much done, and he is questioning that now. We can talk about all that and more. You can give us a call at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. Let us know, first of all, if you support Governor Crist running as an independent or don't support it, how you think the election would play out. Lots of ramifications that we can talk about there. But it sure sounded to me, Jim, like he's going independent. He's going rogue.
Going independent. He skips the primary, goes right to the general.
Takes his millions with him.
Takes his millions with him. Worst case scenario, he's 7 points behind. Best case scenario, he's 2 or 3 points ahead. It's a no-brainer. Vetoed SB6, very popular. Look, everybody knows if you're a Republican and you cross Jeb Bush, there's a problem. He just crossed Jeb Bush. Forget everybody else in the Republican Party in Florida. He just crossed Jeb Bush on that and Sugar. I think it's a total call. He's going independent.
Well, there's things to think about. He has millions on hand. But
can he keep it?
But it could take as much as $25 million to run a statewide race in Florida. Who will donate to him? Will the teachers organize themselves and with small donations elevate his totals? The Republicans won't. The traditional deep pocket Republicans most likely will not do it unless they think he's going to win.
Right.
The other Marco Rubio is still going to continue to roll on raising money. Kendrick Meek's been relatively successful, the presumed Democratic candidate. You heard him here on live last week, and he's got a decent amount of money built up.
Yes, he does.
I don't know. You think he can run? He can raise enough money to be competitive?
Absolutely. I do. I don't underestimate Chris. Look, I don't agree with most of the things he says, but I don't underestimate him in terms of can he get elected. The guy doesn't lose.
Well, what other considerations do you think Charlie Crist has to think about if he does this?
What do you mean? Be more.
I was trying to get you to.
You mean the garbage? Okay, I get it.
Yeah, he was the subject of a documentary called Outrage.
Here's what's going to happen. All of the secrets that the Republican Party has been keeping about Charlie Crist, they've been keeping it undercover. They are going to unleash that monster. They are just going to unleash every single negative thing, everything about it. And most of it's going to be with sexuality. You know, and I think they're going to make a mistake. I really do. The Republicans think, I think they're going to overstep it. And there's another thing we're not taking into consideration. Right now, I'm kind of conflating two issues right now.
Let's be clear. He was one of the key subjects one of the main subjects of the documentary Outrage, which was about politicians who
are gay,
pretend to be heterosexual and are
Correct.
Really gay. We don't know
Correct.
That.
We don't know that.
He's never asked me on a date.
Right.
And you?
And we don't know. Hey, never me. We don't know that. But there's a lot of speculation about it. But there's already been rumors. You've heard them and I've heard them. That they're going to unleash all that information. But there's another thing.
It doesn't even have to be true.
But what's going to happen when they ask Marco Rubio, what do you think about what Arizona did? See, right now, Arizona...
tell people what Arizona did.
Arizona, basically, you can stop anybody for being brown if they look like an illegal alien, which I'm not sure what that looks like. I'm not sure that there was a stamp. I'm not sure there was Latino clothing and a clean old look, but apparently there is. But Marco Rubio has pretty much been an immigration supporter. He hasn't talked about that at all because the Tea Party is behind him. The very conservative right is behind him. What's going to happen when they pose that question to him? What do you think? Now, he has two options. Tell the truth, which he's on pretty much on my side of this. I want some type of reform done now. Or is he going to turn on his own Latino base?
But there's a Cuban Latino base.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in the national. See, but this is far beyond because it's going to affect the Republic. What I'm saying is not necessarily him. It's going to affect the Republicans because it's part of their 10 little points that you can't be for. And I think it's going to have some implications.
Okay, let's do inventory. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. Charlie Crist runs as an independent. The race becomes competitive in a three-way race. The alleged rumors. Or not alleged rumors, they are rumors people have made, but about his alleged questionable sexuality orientation. Is that about kind as I could put it?
And we just want to put it right here. It shouldn't matter. Right, it shouldn't.
Well, it should matter to his wife.
I'm pretty sure whatever it is, she knows one way or the other.
And then we have Marco Rubio and how immigration plays out there. I saw the two of them on the Fox News debate. I was trying to figure out who was more talking the talk that works in the Republican primary. That's another factor. We have a closed primary, so only Republicans vote. That's why whether you're talking the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, the hardcore base has so much more influence in a primary. We've got the wild card of the SB6 veto, and how does that help him with tens of thousands of teachers? Who actually, I believe, a majority are probably, I think the bigger plurality is Republican in the teachers across the state of Florida.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And 866-977-4820, what do you think?
But Henry, it's his only shot to win. See, you really took it out there, but I think what Charlie's thinking is, what's my only shot to win? In other words, if my only shot to win is now I'm going to have to learn how to raise money a little differently, I think he's willing to take that chance, because if not, he's out now.
All right. Well, on the other side of the break, he does have another option. He could withdraw
and then run for
and run against Bill Nelson in 2 years.
It's not going to happen.
You're listening to The Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820.
This portion of The Henry Raines Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
News Talk AM 820.
You can say what you want. People running, talking, it's all going on up and down the street. Younger selling there, where's no kids on history.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens Little Delgado and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens Little Delgado and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Lang, board-certified optometric physician and certified nutritional specialist. I'm also host of Ask the Doctor, now heard live every weekday on News Talk 820 WWBA from 9 to 10 in the morning. I'm here to help answer all your questions regarding your vision, eye care, and ocular nutrition. So if you're wondering how proper nutrition may slow down aging in the eye and body, then tune in and listen about the latest in optical, medical, surgical, and nutritional treatment. That's Ask the Doctor with me, Dr. Michael Lang, now heard right here every weekday from 9 to 10 on News Talk 820 WWBA. WWBA.
Wade Boggs, former Major League and now Hall of Fame baseball player for Bill Shields Roofing.
Hi, this is Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. Spring is in the air, and that means only one thing.
Baseball.
Well, maybe two things. The other being roof repair or replacement. I had my roof work completed by Bill Shields Roofing, the trusted name in roofing in Tampa Bay for 60 years. Bill's son Doug now runs the company. He is bonded, licensed, and has the same five-year guarantee his dad offered years ago. Shields also works with Pink Panther, Owens Corning, so you know you're getting the very best when it comes to roof materials and labor. So if you're thinking about America's pastime this spring,
baseball.
No, not that. I'm talking about roofing. Give Bill Shields Roofing a call and tell them Wade Boggs sent you.
Call Bill Shields Roofing at 813-839-7706. That's 813-839-7706. Or look them up on the web, BillShieldsRoofing.com.
Hi, I'm Tom. I became interested in the Camtech General Contractors course to better my future, and I've now completed that class. After completing the course, I was very impressed with the staff, the materials, and all the follow-up that Camtech has provided me.
Camtech School of Construction can help you prepare for the contractor's license exam with the highest pass rate in the state.
I'm looking forward and feel confident about the test that's coming up. Camtech has given me all the tools I need to pass this test.
Call Camtech now at 1-800-875-PASS. In just a few weekends, you too can have what it takes to move ahead.
The Camtech course was good for me due to the confidence that I have now after taking the class. Once I pass the exam and get my state license, I know the opportunities are endless.
Classes are starting soon, so don't wait. Call Camtech today at 1-800-875-PASS.
I really feel good about my future thanks to Camtech. The new classes are starting soon. I encourage you to sign up now.
So call 1-800-875-PASS or check them out on the web at camtechschool.com.
Tampa Electric is the official sponsor of WWBA's weather. The energy experts at Tampa Electric can show you how to manage your energy costs. Learn about the free Energy Planner program at tampaelectric.com.
The infusion of knowledge and information. News Talk AM 820 WWBA, Tampa Bay.
Henry Rain Show, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Jim Delgado in the studio with me. The website of the station, newstalk820.com. Live webcam, live audio stream, lots of information about the station. I think there's even a way you can send email messages to the station here if you have suggestions for programming or topics that you would like the host to talk about. Let's see, the podcast site. HenryRainShow.podomatic.com. That's Rains, R-A-I-N-E-S. HenryRainShow.podomatic.com. You can go back, listen to old shows, listen to the current show if you miss it, and that's usually up within 24 hours of us broadcasting the show. And one more to tell you about. This is the legacy website, if you will, but I put the show, the current show, up there too, as well as the old shows. And that's AmericanAM.Podomatic.com, AmericanAM.Podomatic.com, if you want to listen to some of the, what do they call that, golden age, the oldie goldies of talk show hosting that I've done. Let's see, we said we were going to ask the question about why wouldn't Charlie Crist just wait 2 years and run against Bill Nelson and bow out gracefully?
It's got to be the same Republicans they're going to vote for him. They don't like him now.
I would say because that doesn't fit his 2016 plan with the next presidential election.
Point well made.
He's right on schedule, governor, senator.
And president.
President. And the other wild card that can happen before the election, the IRS federal investigation of the Republican Party's use of credit cards, one of whom was Marco Rubio's use of a card that could have income, unreported income issues that the IRS doesn't like.
He's got what, like, he racked up, what, $600,000?
No, that was his leadership fund money that was sort of questionable, too, on whether that was spent in large chunks for his personal expenses. So that would be a natural... well, you're a criminal defense attorney.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they, as they look at the Republican Party credit cards, and if something flags on that, would they have a green light to go and start looking at how he spent the leadership money, the $600,000?
Everything that his name is attached to that has to do with spending money once accusations are made. Absolutely. But one of the ones that I found funny was when his minivan, the $2,400 that he charged on the Republican card, and then his claim was that he was going to a function and it was wrecked, either the valet park or somebody wrecked at a function, so it should be an expense to the party. Of course, he cleaned it up. He paid it later because it became news. But, you know, I've gone to many functions, and I think I have to pretty much take care of my own tickets.
Well,
and my own acts of negligence. Or
no, he would argue that he was promoting Republican politics.
Well, that's what he did. That's what he did.
Seems to be a lot of people challenged in Tallahassee ethically, and we could point out the U.S. sugar deal that Charlie Crist and George Lemieux, our current senators' law firm, negotiated with the state.
You mean the one that they've hired, that Bill McCollum's? Bill McCollum just hired his old law firm.
With a no-bid contract.
Yeah, on a no-bid contract to fight against health reform.
Right.
That's very interesting.
But no, it's none of them. This is a new one that we want to talk about.
It's another one. I'm sorry.
The father of SB6, if you will.
Yeah.
The current Republican Party chief of the state of Florida.
Merit pay for
teachers. Has a ethics complaint.
No.
A former educator says that because a firm where State Senator John Thrasher worked received up to $190,000 to lobby for educational testing companies, the St. Augustine Republicans' recent push for more state standardized tests is a conflict of interest. John Thrasher was a paid lobbyist for the firms until very recently. As such, he is paid to promote these causes. Let's see. It was filed after the Times Union's story reported that Thrasher's former lobbying firm, Southern Strategy, was paid between $60,000 and $190,000 by two out-of-state testing companies. Thrasher accepted a $695,000 buyout from Southern Strategy in May 2009 and is no longer associated with the firm. Just because his firm got $190,000 and they were able to buy him out at $695,000, it had no influence on SB6 and the testing requirements. On the other side of the break, we'll get Jim's comments. We still got financial reform and lots of other things that we got to talk to before we say goodbye.
This portion of the Henry Range Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
Tighthead and Tampa Bay.
NewsTalk820.com.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their 6th year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Guess what?
What?
I got a fever. And the only prescription is
News Talk AM 820 WWBA. News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
What in the world is wrong with you people? Your brain is so washed you can't see out of it.
News Talk AM 820.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Genesis Communications, Tampa Bay.
News Talk, AM 820, WWBA.
The home of ABC News.
Well, there are 10 total deaths from the tornado in Yazoo County, Mississippi. Governor Haley Barbour says there may be more casualties in isolated rural areas that rescuers have not reached yet. National Guard troops are deployed in Mississippi, the state hardest hit by yesterday's violent storms. ABC's Matt Gutman in Yazoo City looks up close at a restaurant and sees...
Against the shingles are little parts of leaves that have been stuck to the shingles with such powerful force that nearly 24 hours later, they are still tacked up on the wall just by the sheer force of the tornado's winds.
Cleanup crews are standing by waiting for choppy seas to calm down off the Louisiana coast so they can try to contain more of that huge oil slick. Officials have decided to use robot equipment sent a mile down to the oil platform wreckage to try to close the blowout preventer and stop the serious oil leak. After meeting with Reverend Billy Graham in North Carolina, President Obama is on his way now to a memorial service for the West Virginia coal miners killed in an explosion earlier this month. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Henry Rain Show, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Jim Delgado with me. Looking for your calls at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. We mentioned earlier in the program about Rick Scott, the former founder of Columbia. Well, he's still the founder, but he's formerly associated with Columbia HCA, the hospital chain. He's got another $1 million statewide broadcasting and cable TV buy to go through May 4th, buying his way into the hearts of Floridians. Rick Scott... Very shaky business that Columbia HCA did. You know, we're looking at a Republican primary with Bill McCollum, Rick Scott, Paula Dockery. And she's got some tough ads coming out now, too. I've heard, saw it on TV today for the first time.
I saw it last week.
Yeah. And they're running on radio, too. And then another problem up in Tallahassee, I just want to make a quick mention of it. Mental health programs and drug treatments are on the budget chopping block in Florida.
Of course they are. They've always been.
And another example of the legislature, and there's some hardworking people up there, but they just will not make the tough choices, and it is cutting off your nose to spite your face. What this will do is they cut budgeting for the mental health and drug treatment programs. We are going to have more people coming into the emergency rooms and running the costs up there, putting the strain on the hospitals themselves.
It's an average of $1,000 a pop to go to the ER, Henry. That's the most expensive health care system there is, and that's what we're giving them. Look, it's very popular for to say, look, if you're a drug addict, throw you away. If you have mental issues, throw them away. Where do these people go? Here's where they go. You and I become victims. I can't tell you how many people I've represented over my life, in my career, that are either mentally, they have mental challenges, or drug challenges. There's nothing for them, Henry. I mean, unless they're trust fund babies, there's really nothing for them. There's some indigent programs available. The beds are hard to come by. It's usually too stringent to get in for the most people that need them. And once you have some type of, I guess, a dangerous felony or some kind of act of violence, you don't qualify for anymore. So it really doesn't help the people who really need it. But it's easy, Henry. If you don't see them around your house, why not just throw them away?
All right, we've got... Phone lines open at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. So many things. The legislature session is coming down to an end May 2nd, I believe, and we got to watch and keep our eye on them for what they may try and slip by. Let's go to Ricky in St. Pete. Hey, Ricky, how are you?
Hey, good.
What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to say about the president bowing to these foreign leaders. I think that's a good idea. I mean, you know, it just shows some humility.
Really? And that's just something that you thought about right now, or because we didn't talk about it?
Well, I know. It just come to me. But I think for this president, it would be more appropriate if he would curtsy. I mean, did you see him throw out that
first
ball game the other day?
All right. Thanks, Ricky. Raising the bar here. Ricky and St. Pete.
here's what I think it's funny. It's funny when... we have our president talking to other countries. You know, this is the 1950s.
Anymore. Maybe he should throw up in his lap. You know, that's like a past president.
Now, he can drain a three-pointer, but he can't do a bowling ball, and he can't throw a baseball. God forbid. He's not athletic enough to be a president, Henry. God forbid. Anyway.
So,
But
well, we still got financial reform.
But go back. It's not 1950 anymore. People don't understand is the other countries are also are valid countries. So he brought 46 countries together. I still have yet to find what is the problem for that. A poll came out today, and his popularity rating around the world is over 70%. And somehow, in our American way of thinking, that's a bad thing. Our way of thinking is, if they don't hate us, there's something wrong with our president. The fact that he is a very popular across the pond is a good thing. I think that's a good thing. We're in a new global economy. We have global partners.
I think the more you focus on the little protocol etiquette, you know, have you ever listened to like the advanced person for like the Queen of England or something?
And yeah, yeah.
Just give it a break.
Don't touch him. I mean, come on, we're over that.
866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Well, someone I don't want President Obama to bow down to are the Wall Street financial giants. We need some strong reform. I'm very happy to see what came out of Blanche Lincoln's Agriculture Committee, very close to reinstating a Glass-Steagall if it gets all the way through. It is out of committee. It's expected to be put into the overall bill. That Senator Chris Dodd is putting out a committee.
And just a little background, Henry. For the three decades that Glass-Steagall was in place, we didn't have these issues. We went through three decades of that.
That was more than that. It was five decades.
I think it was only three. But
it came out of the 30s.
Right.
And was overturned before the savings and loan crisis in the
80s. Correct, but they started to pick apart in the 60s.
All right.
But you're right. I mean, I guess we're both kind of right. But
okay. Anyway, for those who don't know, the separation of retail banking, if you're giving home loans, car loans, small business loans, taking savings deposits, checking deposits, that should be a business unto itself.
Separate from the other.
Not combine it with the other. You can have, you know, in this snow, this fog that we're getting from the financial people, that, oh, we're not going to be competitive if we don't do this because, you know, we need to integrate all these things. Why can't you just have another corporation that you own, like so many other facilities? That let's go back to the phone lines, 866-977-4820. Coming up, we'll get President Obama's soundbite here on what he said to the financial, and we'll also give you updates on disturbing news coming out of Europe, too. Let's go to Phil in Trenton. Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys. You know, it's the first time I ever heard your guys' show. I guess you're liberal, I guess.
I am, Phil. I'll admit, I am.
I like to think of a populist, but it tend to be progressive on some things. And
no, I'm a straight-out liberal. I'll be honest. I'm a straight-out liberal. Go ahead.
I could tell that just by listening to you guys. So you think it's more important that the president be liked outside of our country than
more
in
important?
The country that he's supposed to be defending our Constitution?
Well, wait a minute, Phil. Before Jim answers, you heard the caller right before that trying to be cute. Or did you?
Yeah, I'm not trying to be cute. I'm serious.
The caller before, he was just trying to needle us, and you know, we were just commenting on that. Here, but you can have your opinion.
But I'll answer, Phil. Here's a breakdown. My dad was 26 years in the military, command sergeant major, did three tours in Vietnam. I was born on military bases. I've traveled around the world. I've lived in other countries. Yes, I'm still liberal. I was in the military myself for 4 years. I'm still liberal. My mom works at the Department of Defense. As a matter of fact, my mom was a weapons dealer for the United States government. She just retired just recently. So yes, I have lived overseas. I even studied abroad. I love my country, but one thing I do understand, it's important to have friends. It's nice to travel outside the country and be proud to be from where you're from. Okay, those 8 years that Bush was in power, I still traveled, and it was very uncomfortable. It made it very uncomfortable. It's not good to be hated.
Let me finish.
We live in a global economy. We don't do business just state to state. We do global business. It's good to respect other countries because they will respect us. Yes, I think that's very important.
Go ahead, Phil.
The point is, first of all, President Obama has already dissed Israel, which has been one of our mightiest allies. He's embraced Hugo Chavez. So you'd rather trade
Israel.
Okay,
whoa. Let's do the Israel one first.
Let's take that.
How has he dissed Israel?
Because he walked out on a meeting with their president.
No, that's not the way it played out.
Wait, let me finish.
Let him go.
Come on.
All right.
I mean, you think it's more important that we embrace Hugo Chavez or Fidel Castro?
We haven't finished with Israel. Let me take this one. He hasn't embraced them. You know, Phil, the reality of what's going on is President Obama is continuing the foreign policy of President Bush. We are building more bases in Colombia to threaten Hugo Chavez. We are trying to encircle him. The problem is that South America has gone a different direction. For so long, South America has been like our backyard. My father, coming out of World War II, was solicited by United Fruit to come down and be an enforcer when he got out of the Marines. We have run that place. They've stood up and gone back. Hugo Chavez is in the midst of also becoming a strongman, almost dictator-like individual. He's closed media. I can see both things happening. Please, now where is the embrace if we're putting more military on his border?
Here's the embrace. First of all, he doesn't let us drill where everybody else is drilling, so we don't care about Hugo Chavez's oil. We don't even need to buy his oil. Nobody should drive into a Citgo and get oil, gasoline in Florida. They shouldn't do that. The man doesn't like America. We don't have to like him.
What?
You know, Phil, I don't get you answering the question. We're putting more military and sending more arms to Colombia, his opposition. How are we embracing him?
Yo, you didn't see him. You didn't see him when they met at the UN. You didn't see.
Oh,
you
took the book. Okay, it's just civil stuff. Not reality.
Phil, should he have punched him? Time out. Should he have punched him?
No, come on. You're taking the topic off the thing. We are using our military against Venezuela. We are building up a proxy army to face him down.
Oh, really?
That's reality.
Well, right. How about if we just don't buy his oil? That would do it.
If you want to go without the oil, fine.
Fine, that's 25%.
All right, Phil, thank you for the call. I wish we had more time. We got the other lines lit up, too. Sorry. All right, let's go to John in Englewood. John, go ahead, please.
Well, of course, you know, the gentleman that was just on is pretty much correct. You know, in the first place, as far as our oil is concerned, we get more from Canada than any other country. And second and third are Mexico and Venezuela. Okay. Saudi Arabia is like fourth, and Iraq is like sixth. So that part of the equation, we purchase so many things from Chavez. But why not let him have his own understanding of life? We don't care about that. We shouldn't. We've got more oil in this country. I mean, actually, we have 600 years of oil. If you take the Gull Island and
John, hold on a second.
And
John,
just in our country.
John,
but the point that,
John, one second. I'm sorry because I got a little stuck on something. You said 600 years because the last thing I read, we have maybe 7 years. I'm not quite sure. There's a big disparity between 7 and 600 years.
How are you coming up with those kind of reserves?
Well, it's very simple. I mean, all you have to do is read a few books. Oh, you go on the internet and look at Anwar, look at Gull Island, look at Prudhoe Bay. Prudhoe Bay itself is as big as the country of Switzerland. We will never be out of oil. If you go to the oil companies, there's only two things the oil companies want. They want the maximum short-term profit, and the second thing they want is the maximum long-term profit. That's why they go ahead and they purchase all the technology they can. That's why just recently you had Mobile that paid $43 billion for a natural gas company.
John, we're up against the break. Thank you for those details.
One more thing. Could I just please? The Glass-Steagall Act was put into effect by the Republicans, Graham, Leach, and Biley. The Republicans...
We said the Glass-Steagall Act, which was enacted under Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
I don't think that was during the
bank failures of the Depression.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think Graham was around back then.
Okay. Thank you, John. We got to go. All right.
This is the problem, Henry. This is the problem.
Well, he just didn't hear us right.
No, he
had the right names on the repeal. Those were the individuals that repealed it.
This is the problem with America.
So I guess...
This is the problem with America, where WorldNet Daily supplies more facts and more misinformation to people than the real news. That's the problem.
All right. Well, let's try and get some real information from Wade on the other side of the break and about this financial reform. And it's very important, especially what's going on in Greece and Europe and how it's going to affect you and your finances. You're listening to The Henry Raine Show.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys. They'll come to you.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com. Moving down the line.
I come apart. If you've been hurt in an accident and you've been contemplating talking to an attorney to see what rights you have, consider a few things. If you were hurt in an accident a few years ago, can you still make a claim? There's a statute of limitations on making personal injury claims. That means that if you wait too long, you may not be entitled to anything, so be advised. Secondly, will an attorney or law firm charge you a fee or cost regardless of the outcome of your case? Some will charge you costs even if they lose, so be advised. Hi, I'm C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been representing accident victims, and we've been doing it for free. At Zaya & Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do, and if we don't win, we'll do it for free. At Zaya & Gallagher, we charge you nothing. That's no fees or costs unless we win. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll-free at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Lang, board-certified optometric physician and certified nutritional specialist. I'm also host of Ask the Doctor, now heard live every weekday on News Talk 820 WWBA from 9 to 10 in the morning. I'm here to help answer all your questions regarding your vision, eye care, and ocular nutrition. So if you're wondering how proper nutrition may slow down aging in the eye and body, then tune in and listen about the latest in optical, medical, surgical, and nutritional treatment. That's Ask the Doctor with me, Dr. Michael Lang, now heard right here every weekday from 9 to 10 on News Talk 820. WWBA.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-900-2594. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-900-2594. That's 1-800-900-2594. 1-800-900-2594.
Hi, I'm Tom. I became interested in the Camtech General Contractors course to better my future, and I've now completed that class. After completing the course, I was very impressed with the staff, the materials, and all the follow-up that Camtech has provided me.
Camtech School of Construction can help you prepare for the contractor's license exam with the highest pass rate in the state.
I'm looking forward and feel confident about the test that's coming up. Camtech is giving me all the tools I need to pass this test.
Call Camtech now at 1-800-875-PASS. In just a few weekends, you too can have what it takes to move ahead.
The Camtech course was good for me due to the confidence that I have now after taking the class. Once I pass the exam and get my state license, I know the opportunities are endless.
Classes are starting soon, so don't wait. Call Camtech today at 1-800-875-PASS.
I really feel good about my future thanks to Camtech. The new classes are starting soon. I encourage you to sign up now.
So call 1-800-875-PASS or check them out on the web at camtechschool.com.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. Most people blink 17,000 times a day. Fact 2. Geico can also help you with renter's insurance. Think about all of the expensive things you own. For as little as $12 a month, Geico can help you protect it all. For all the details, visit geico.com. By the way, during this commercial, you blinked 5 times. I pride myself on my lack of blinking.
Henry Rain Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. I know you want to give a shout out, but just one follow up. I was thinking of on the break about that whole embracing Hugo Chavez thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched like a movie about the mafia?
Yeah.
And you see the mafia boss kiss somebody on the cheek?
Yeah.
And do you go, oh, he's embracing him, or
something bad is gonna happen? That's what I was thinking. Oh, that's a bad thing happened.
Oh yeah.
Real quick, a shout out to my beautiful wife Sherry, my two great kids Sophie and Johnny, and my father-in-law, Dr. Cadavar, probably one of my biggest fans, always pushing me to run for something, but I have never done it. And just in case my mother-in-law is in the car, to you too. Not got to cover it because I'm not sure which cars everybody's in.
You got everything to cover there. All right, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Let's go to Wade in Bradenton. Hey, Wade, good to talk to you. Did I get it? Wade, go ahead.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yes.
I like that reference. Anyway, that is a big point. We've got a better stature in the world now than we've had in a very long while. I'd say at least since Johnson, or maybe even further back. And that's because Obama knows how to stand up and talk to people. And if he bows or if he curtsies, as this guy, the funny man said, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we have a standing in the world that is second to none, and it's a lot of it because he has the bearing and the intelligence to do what he has to do. And so I'm very, very pleased about that. I want to say also that I'm just very pleased with your program. I thank both of you guys. I always listen, I rarely call in, but you got real good content, and I'm looking forward to the summer. My contact in Istanbul is going to be back in June. He'll either be in Washington or else in Langley, and maybe we can get together, Henry, and work something out on a program.
Okay, quick question, Wade.
Yeah.
Do you find much difference in the foreign policy of Barack Obama and George Bush?
You know, it's not really much different. I mean, it really isn't. I feel that we're still very widely spread. In the bases around the world, the military bases, they haven't really been reduced. I think that we do have a pretty greater assurance that the reduction of troops and the focus more on rebuilding and the focus on community building, I think that is more pronounced now and more aptly spoken and more recognized and respected. And I credit Obama with that. And it's not just a military adventure now. It's not just a military matter. We've got to really rebuild what we've broken.
All right.
The pottery barn.
Okay, wait. So. Thank you very much. I got another caller coming in.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go to Johnny in Sarasota. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hello. I just like to bring up a point. I had a friend who was constantly saying that people were less American for not wanting our troops go out and fight in foreign wars such as Afghanistan and Iraq.
Right.
I'd just like to know, where do you guys stand on that point?
Okay. Phrase the question for me, Jim.
I think I understood it. Why is it un-American to not want to go to Afghanistan and Iraq? Was that the question, Johnny?
Why would someone say it's less American to want our troops to go and pretty much kill themselves?
Oh.
Okay. Johnny, thank you so much. We'll get answer off the air here.
That's part of our young callers.
Smart kid.
I like that. He is a smart
You want
kid.
To take that one?
Yeah. It's funny because we came across this a lot, Henry. Remember, we were doing the old show when the war broke out.
Right.
And those of us who weren't into killing other people basically were called un-American because we didn't buy into it. You know, there's something weird about this country that if we don't support the killing of somebody else, that we're un-American. You know, and I was anti-war, and I still am anti-war, because we're sending 18- and 19-year-old kids to die. They're not even adults yet. They're not even, you know, the brain hasn't even fully formed yet, and we're sending them to die. The worst part is we're sending them to die based upon what? That's the question. We still don't know. We've got 10 different scenarios that we've been, or 10 different things that we were told. Democracy, freedom, oil, got to fight them there before they come here. I don't, there's a plethora. And if you don't support this blind support of the United States government, you're anti-American. What about being American? Critical thinking is a very important part of the United States, and we forget that sometimes. That, you know, it's not a, you know, we developed this groupthink, something in the business world called groupthink, when everybody agrees. You need dissent. You need critical dissent. You need opposing values and opposing viewpoints.
We're only going to have time to give you a heads up on this financial reform. Looks like that on Monday there will be a procedural vote, and we will see if the Republicans block the vote to begin debate on the financial reform bill in the Senate. Again, Blanche Lincoln, very good job of getting through her committee some tough regulation, and we have to separate out these derivatives. FDIC has shut 7 banks in Illinois this last Friday night, and that brings this failures this year up to 57. Greece asks for EU IMF bailout. I wish I had more time to talk about this, but this is something that we really need to be watching and paying attention for, because whatever recovery we're having here, the recovery in China, there is a iceberg ready to hit the financial island of the European Union. There is perhaps not a 50-50 chance, but you could see the unwinding of the whole euro, national defaults across the Mediterranean, and that follows through, and it gets that same domino effect that we saw with mortgage securities as they work their way through the credit default swaps.
Henry, what's the effect on the U.S. from that, Henry?
Well, our banks are not that exposed, but the downward pressure on the entire global economy. The European Union has not generated much recovery at all. Germany's doing okay. France, so-so. The growth in Great Britain has been less than 1%, whereas we had some rapid growth at the end of the year. We're projecting 3% growth. China's had double-digit growth. But there is that hidden danger of the credit default. That's why I wish we had more time to talk about it.
Yeah.
But if the bonds are defaulted in Greece, credit default swaps, the insurance that the investors bought gets activated. There isn't money to protect the credit default swaps. So then the first domino tumbles. Then if Spain goes out and Portugal and all of them follow suit, all these things unwind, and it's just like there wasn't any money for AIG to cover its credit default swaps on the mortgage securities. There isn't money to cover these bonds. We're talking about derivatives that the global market is $700 trillion. As a country, we are only $14 trillion of gross domestic product. There isn't enough money in the world to cover all these derivatives once the dominoes start to fall. We got to get finance reform through, and we got to protect ourselves, and then hopefully the world will follow suit too. Anyway, thanks to Jim Delgado. Thanks to Nick in the control room. Thanks to all the callers and listeners. And we will be back next week.
Thank
with
you,
another Henry Rain Show.
Log on to NewsTalk820.com.